The Old Testament lesson this morning is written in the book of 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. There Elijah went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountain apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said to him, "Go back the way you came, and go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And appoint Elijah, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah, to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elijah will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to Baal, and all whose mouths have not kissed him." This is the word of the Lord. Dearly beloved in Christ Jesus, have you ever been in a situation where you know that you must trust God? Yet, like Elijah, you flee. You flee from God thinking that you can handle it by yourself or that you'd better save your skin. You see, it comes down to trust. Trust, which is the theme of our homilies and the theme of this service this morning. We will look at trust from three perspectives. First, we begin from the perspective of Elijah. And today we exclaim, "Elijah, trust the Lord." You see, Elijah had fled into the desert to escape. He thought that Jezebel was going to kill him. And actually, Jezebel desired to kill Elijah. He thought that he would certainly be killed. You see, Elijah did act. Elijah acted, but he acted without the word. He acted without the command of God. So God, therefore, comes to Elijah as God has brought Elijah to this place in the desert. My friends, it is always God who comes to us. God is always coming to us, always seeking us out. And when He finds us, He always announces to us judgment and forgiveness. Even when we stray away from Him, God is always seeking us out to bring us back into the fold. When we flee into the desert, into the wilderness of this world, we live in reckless sin, the rejection of His holy word. We live in worldly pleasure, which we know will ultimately destroy us. God always takes the first step, never ourselves. Remember what Jesus told us? "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." It's God who always seeks us out. It's God who is always drawing us to Himself. So we can announce as God announced. What are you doing here, Elijah? Your pastor can say to you, what are you doing here, dear friend? You see, with these words, God speaks to the conscience. He confronts and He convicts by His Holy Spirit. What are you doing here, dear child? Why are you standing in the way of sinners? When we stray from our Lord, when we go into this world and think we can go it alone, that's exactly what we're doing. We're standing in the way of sinners. What are you doing here, dear child? When we go into this world and live in reckless sin, we seat ourselves in the seat of the scornful. What are you doing there, dear child? We are convicted. And it is the Holy Spirit who leads us to repentance. Just as God is leading Elijah to repentance. But what is usually the answer? We give the same answer as Elijah. Why, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. Silly, self-centered excuses. That's all that Elijah could give. Excuse after excuse after excuse. And you notice God has none of it. Isaiah has been zealous for the Lord God Almighty. Really? Elijah, you fled into the desert. Really? Elijah, you have been zealous for the Lord God Almighty? You wanted to save your skin rather than to stand on the rock of the Lord. To use the sword of the Spirit, the word of the Lord, which He has given you. Really, Elijah, you have been zealous for the Lord God Almighty? Really, dear Christian, you have been zealous for the Lord God Almighty? You'd rather drop the word of God and go into this world and do things your own way, the way you want to do it and when you want to do it and how you want to do it. Really, you're trusting the Lord? Therefore, God says to Elijah, go out and stand before me. He says the same thing to us. Come, stand before me. Stand there like a man. Stand there like a woman. And listen to my word. The Lord God rebukes, He forgives, and He strengthens. God shows Elijah, you and me, His awesome power, the crushing law that smashes like the wind, that shakes like the earthquake, that burns like the fire. In that conviction, our hearts do, it does burn, doesn't it? For we know that we are wrong and that we have sinned against our Lord God Almighty. In the presence of our Maker, we are confronted with our sinfulness, with our nothingness. The terrors of the Lord all our soul. Then His love melts and wins the soul back. God comes, my friends, with a gentle whisper. The loving message of the Holy Gospel. Elijah covers his face. His conscience cowers in the presence of God's grace and mercy and forgiveness. So once again, the question, what are you doing here, dear Christian? You've been forgiven. Therefore, get back to work. Stop making excuses after excuse after excuse. The Lord will have none of it. Rather, proclaim the word. Believe that the Lord God Almighty has given you the word to proclaim. He has given you the gospel, which tells you that His Son has died for you and your sin has been forgiven. Dear Christian, trust the Lord, for He is the Lord God Almighty, who in a gentle whisper tells you, I love you. I forgive you. In the name of Jesus, amen.